This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, celebrating Bring Your Dog to Work Day and Signs Your Pet is Healthy. Then, the latest in eco-friendly dog toys. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Email us at DoggyDivaShow@AOL.com. That's DoggyDivaShow@AOL.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey everyone, Michelle Fern here, host of Best Bets for Pets and Dog Mom to two gorgeous pooches. And I found a way to make them happy every month. BarkBox. It's a party in the box for your pooches, filled with toys and treats they will love. We have a special for you that you are going to love too. This is for all the pet parents. Visit BarkBox.com/PetLife and subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan and get a month for free. How great is that?
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show, and I am here with Monica Layton, the president, CEO, founder of Professional Pet Sitting, and we have a very important date coming up, even though I celebrate it every time I go to work because I take my dogs with me to the studio each time. It is Take Your Pet to Work Day. So, Monica, it's coming up on June 22nd. Can you tell us about Take Your Pet to Work Day?
Yeah, so this is such a fun holiday, and they've actually celebrated this since 1999. It was designed by PSI, which is Pet Sitters International, and it's a great way to, you know, encourage, you know, a stress-free workplace and also celebrate pets. And it's something that, you know, can be win-win for your employees. And if you're a business owner, it's also a really great perk for your employees. It boosts company morale. And, you know, clients love coming in and like seeing the little pets and seeing what's going on. And it's just a really, really fun thing to do. So to start, you know, from the business aspect of it, you know, when you think about, you know, how it's going to work for your place of employment, they have a ton of different ideas. If you go online to their website, and you can use the hashtag Take Your Dog to Work Day also to post.
Just so but that anyone knows, we do have our dogs in here and they're all talking.
Oh, I know. They're like, we love this day. But if you go online to petsit.com, they have a whole toolkit you can use, and it's got step-by-step instructions for planning your events, tips for winning over your boss if you're trying to talk them into doing it, examples of past participants, sample, you know, dogs at work policy, press releases, promotional ideas, and a lot of places actually will do it as, you know, a fun perk for employees, but you can also, you know, submit press releases to the public, you know, kind of letting them know that you're, you know, are becoming a pet friendly workplace. And a lot of places use it as a great, you know, platform for local charity. You can have, you know, Fido fundraisers that week or canine contest for your employees, you know, which dog has the best trick or has the best outfit or, you know, the best pet owner lookalike. There's so many fun ideas. You could bring in professionals such as veterinarians to do, you know, a pet care lunch and learn for your staff members. Talk to local pet sitters and have pet sitter come out and really, you know, talk to you guys about pet care or a trainer. Have pet sitter on, you know, a standby to kind of, you know, take dogs out when your staff are working. Things like that to make it really easy for your pet to kind of become part of the office. You should always have your pet on a leash. You know, make sure that you have an area in that employee's office or cubicle or wherever they are, you know, that that pet can comfortably be. Make sure, you know, you have little baby gates, things like that to separate pets out. Make sure you have a place for your pets to use the bathroom or an employee dining area that, you know, may be pet free. And have a backup plan so that way, you know, if something does occur and your pet, you know, is a little stressed or it isn't quite working out, then maybe you have a quiet room that you can, you know, put a pet in if they're feeling a little anxious or, you know, a little crate or carrier that the pet can go in just to kind of feel more at home. Now, great things to do to, ensure that your take the pet to work day is a success is do the office check first. You know, check around, make sure you kind of puppy proof the place. If you notice anything that, you know, may cause some issue with the pets, you know, kind of get that acquainted or, you know, fixed up or, you know, have that be a pet free zone. Make sure your pet is fit to go to work. You obviously, you know, do not want to bring aggressive pets or, you know, intact females, things of that nature. Set up your coordinator, you know, make sure you have, you know, doggy bag, you know, that include like food and treats and cleaning supplies and, poop bags, just things that you'll need throughout the day for your pet. Plan your pet's feeding times. If they're ones that eat during the day or something, you know, kind of coordinate that to where it works with your schedule. And avoid forcing coworkers to interact with pets if they don't choose to. You know, make sure you have an area to where, you know, if an employee, you know, doesn't want to or does not feel comfortable, you know, interacting with pets, that they can have their own space. And, you know, you never want to make a day that may be fun for some, not fun for all. So, you know, keep it on everybody's, you know, comfort level, you know, and always just kind of, you know, respect everybody's boundaries and comforts. They have some great tips on, you know, having your pet in the car and driving your pet into work. But there's also on the Monday prior to that week, they're doing take your cat to work day. So they have some great cat tips. And if it's a cat friendly office, then you can bring your cats in that day. But it's just a great way to really, really advocate for, you know, pets in the workplace. There's so many studies that show, you know, employees can be more productive. There's less stress. It's just a really, really fun day. And even if you only celebrate it once a year, it's a great perk for your staff. It really boosts up employee morale and makes it for a really nice, fun day that can be enjoyed by all. And I mean, I know, you know, when clients come in here and they see, you know, our office pets and everything, you know, it's just so exciting to, you know, go see a new puppy or, you know, check out, you know, the dog in the cute little dress or, you know, whatever's going on. So it's a really fun, enjoyable day for everybody.
Well, thank you for that was like really great information because it gets bigger and bigger every year, Monica. I can't believe it. And it's on June 22nd. So please, if you're preparing to do something fun for work, take your pet to work on June 22nd. Thanks, Monica. Have a great week.
Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
Coming up, how do you know if your pet is healthy? Ways to find out next.
What if you could protect the life of your cat with something so simple and affordable that you already use every day? Get ready for the evolution of kitty litter. It's Critty Litter. Along with all the features you've come to expect from your kitty litter, Pretty Litter's patented and scientific formula will also monitor your cat's health and detect illnesses early while providing industry-leading odor control. Two kitty litters, same cat, same price. But there's one important difference. Pretty Litter reacts to your cat's waste by detecting health issues simply by changing color. And the key is that Pretty Litter detects these issues before your cat shows symptoms of physical illness or pain, likely saving you major dollars in vet bills while protecting the health of your cat. What do you think, little guy? Ready to switch litter? Pretty Litter. Colorful insight into your cat's health.
Go to prettylittercats.com/cat101 or use coupon code CAT101 to get 20% off your first subscription order.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. We, as pet parents, are our pets' best advocates. We're always looking for signs our pets may be sick. Have you ever wondered the signs that your pet is healthy? Well, today we welcome our nutrition contributor, Kim Gablin, Senior Marketing Director at Bill Jack Foods, who just may have the answer for us. Welcome, Kim. How are you?
I'm great, Sue. How are you?
Good, good, good. You could tell the listeners a little about yourself so that they understand where you're coming from and your expertise in pet nutrition.
Yeah, you know, I've been in pet food for over 17 years. So it's been a while, you know, and I've seen a lot of different kinds of questions. And one of the questions that we get a lot is, you know, all of us are really trying to keep our pets healthy and happy. That's really, I think, one of our number one jobs and our number one responsibilities of being a responsible pet parent. So, you know, how do you know that they're healthy? Or, you know, when should you suspect that they're not healthy? So we wanted to give everybody a few signs of health in your dog that you can look for to make sure that things are going like they should.
And that's so important. So what kind of signs can we look for to ensure our pet's healthy?
Yeah, you know, I think the number one sign that you should look for is just overall energy and vitality. So, you know, is your dog alert? You know, are they kind of, are they active? Are they engaged with you and the family? You know, do they, and you know, again, every dog is different. So, you know, it's hard to say, you know, if you have a Basset Hound and we're talking energy level versus if you have maybe a Border Collie mix, that might be very different in terms of the kind of energy that you get. So, you know, part of it is just trying to get to know your dog and see their energy and vitality levels. But you're really looking for that consistent energy level from them. And when that changes, right, if it goes up too much or oftentimes it may go down, you know, that's when you might want to be looking for, hey, you know, what is the cause of that issue? The second thing I'd take a look for is skin and coat. Everybody really talks about having a nice, soft skin and coat. And again, depending on the kind of dog breed mix that you have, that you're really going to be looking for kind of the coat to be smooth, to be soft and silky. If you have a breed that has a softer coat, you're looking for, you know, hair and fur that's all the way around the dog, and that you're not going to have any patches where there might be some of it missing, and, you know, no hot spots, obviously. So again, when you don't see those things, then you're knowing, hey, my dog is really doing well. You know, they're not shedding a lot more. You know, you want them to be kind of having a consistent amount of shed, although I know that there's some seasonality to that here and there. Yeah, and I think, you know, the third thing we always look for is digestive health. You know, so when I say digestive health, what we mean is, you know, dogs can occasionally get an upset stomach. So, you know, if your dog's maybe gotten sick, you know, and maybe vomited maybe one time, that might be one thing. But if your dog is on a consistent basis, you know, not keeping down their food or getting sick, then that's the thing for you to kind of notice, right? Because that's not a normal thing, right?
So no. Your babies having don't experienced have those issues, don't it, yeah. In the past, I understand how, you know, it's stressful to the pet parent, and you want to make sure that you get your pet on the path to great digestive health.
Yeah, so that's really an important thing. And I think, you know, last but not least, certainly is a consistent urination and bowel movement pattern, right? So, you know, you want to make sure that they're going out regularly, that they're actually urinating, and that, you know, that's not a problem. They're not having any kind of blockage or anything. They're not straining or you know, yelping whenever they would go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. They're not having accidents indoors. You know, indoor accidents, you know, are really interesting. They could be potentially behavioral, depending on your dog. Or, you know, sometimes they may be indicative of a problem. So maybe they have an anal gland infection. Maybe they have a urinary tract infection. So thinking about, you know, are they having accidents indoors? That may be a sign of something else besides just a behavioral thing. And last but not least, it's really important for you to have small, firm stools, right? Your dog should consistently on a regular basis be having small, firm stools and not straining. So that, those are really kind of the four overall signs. But if you're seeing those, you know, those healthy signs in your dog that they have overall energy, that their skin and coat is healthy, that they have healthy digestive, you know, healthy digestive tract, and then also consistent bowel movements, then I think you, and there's small, firm stools, then you should know that your dog should be in a healthy state.
Absolutely. And the barometer of my day is checking them every morning to make sure they've got good stools.
Isn't that funny?
You have to be a pet parent to appreciate it.
Right. No, whether you have kids or whether you have dogs or cats, yeah. you're talking about bowel movements.
Exactly. It's very important. Nutrition is so pivotal to our pet's health. Can you give us some tips to better understand, you know, those nutrition labels? Can you explain about the pet nutrition labels?
Yeah. You know, we're very highly regulated product industry. So it's, you know, we want to make sure that we're producing good things. And then we also have a lot of rules and regulations to make sure that we are. And so one of the things that we are highly regulated on is on labels. And so we need to tell you and let you know kind of what this dog food is for. So there's actually a nutritional adequacy statement that's from AFCO, which is the Association of Animal Control Feed Officials, that tells you whether or not this food is for maintenance, which means it's for adult dogs and older, or if it's for growth, which is for puppies, or if it's for growth and maintenance, you know, or all life stages. So you can find out to make sure that your dog food is appropriate. There should be a little statement on there that talks about AFCO. It says AAFCO, and that will show you kind of what it is. And also with our ingredients, we're also very highly regulated. We have to put our ingredients in order of weight. So you know what's in there first is the thing that there's the most of, and what's in there last on the ingredient panel is what's in there in the least amount. So, you know, you're always going to want to look for a good high-quality protein, you know, a chicken, for example. You know, I know we really believe very highly in chicken because we really think it's a great protein source for amino acids. And amino acids are really important because there are 11 of them that dogs need to have every day, and they get them from their food. They cannot make them. They can make some of the other amino acids, and those aren't the essential amino acids, but there are these 11 essential amino acids, and they need to be gotten from the food. And so it's really important to be able to feed a food that has that, and protein is where a lot of those amino acids come from.
And that's so important to know, you know, to know all those facts, because sometimes we look at the labels and we go, okay, what? The pet parents, the consumers, how do they begin this journey to select a formula that's best for a healthy lifestyle?
You know, I think it's always important to think about, you know, how is your dog doing? You know, how and are you really feeding them a food that is appropriate for them? You know, if they're getting a little overweight, for example, because that's kind of a key thing for keeping them healthy. If they're getting overweight, you know, do you need to reduce the food that you're feeding now and maybe feed a little bit less and monitor that a little bit better? Should you maybe consider getting a reduced fat formula? And maybe that would help them be able to lose the weight and kind of commit to getting them to a healthier place. Maybe they're a finicky eater. I know we've talked before a lot about, we have a picky no more formula, and we get a lot of feedback from dog owners that, you know, hey, you know, my dog really doesn't love to eat his food. And we really talk about how the special way that we make Bill Jack, because we use so much fresh chicken and we cook it very slowly. You know, those two things really kind of in combination really help that to be, healthy for the dog. And so, if they're finicky, you know, find a food that they will like, because hopefully then, you know, they'll eat better and then you won't have to worry about how they're doing. Or your dog's getting older. You know, their nutritional requirements do change over time. So, you know, looking for that, like if they are 7 years and older, maybe it's time to look at a senior food, for example. So, you know, those are the kinds of things to kind of think about. And, you know, a lot of times it's funny because you just take for granted that your food is working. And, you know, we do get a lot of feedback where sometimes when people do change foods, like when they do change to Bill Jack, we get a lot of feedback of, oh, gosh, my senior dog, his energy is back. So, I mean, you know, you really have to kind of, like I said, monitor your dog and see if making some of those changes can be helpful to getting your dog on the path to being healthy and happy.
And it's so important for us as pet parents to be aware of that, because you think that you know, maybe you feed your pet the same food day in, day out, and then there's different needs, whether it be they're a senior, whether it be they're overweight, whether maybe they're picky and they're starting not to like the food anymore. And what Biljack mm-hmm. offers is a lot of alternate solutions. Now, where can the people go to learn more about Biljack?
Yeah, you know, I always suggest to come out to our website first. We're at bil-jac.com. It's biljack.com. And we have a lot of information out there. We have information, of course, on the products. You can also join our Best Friends Club, which is our monthly e-newsletter, and you can get an email once a month. We also have some offers in there that you can sign up for, and we can send you a coupon. So there's some fun things to do in there. We're also out in the digital space, so we're out in Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we've got some really great training videos, behavioral training videos that Joel Silverman helps us with that are out on our YouTube page, and there's also a few of them on our website as well.
And we've talked about before, I love your newsletter and also your Best Friends letter, and also Joel, he does those nice little short training, like little bite-sized training, so that you could get what you need, and it's quick, and it's right there on YouTube, and it's very convenient for the pet parent. So
training doesn't have to be overwhelming. No. So I mean, we try to break it down. Joel does a great job of breaking it down and making it easy.
Yeah.
And telling you in a couple of minutes the things that you need to be able to practice with your dog, and then it's really just up to you to be able to take some steps, take 5 or 10 minutes a day and practice some of those things with them. So yeah, he makes it really easy.
Well, I thank you very much, and as always, you brought us some great information. And for those of you that are wondering, I hope that these signs show how healthy your pet is. So thank you with these great tips.
Thank you, Sue.
Have a great week. We'll be back in just a moment.
Have you ever seen a homeless person with a pet? Do you ever wonder how this person cares for their loved one? Pets of the Homeless is a national nonprofit organization that provides pet food and veterinary care for the pets of the homeless. Visit petsofthehomeless.org to find out about the many ways that you can help.
Coming up, the latest in eco-friendly dog toys. That's next.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Today, we learn how 2 lovable Boston Terriers and their absolutely adorable Chopper and Otis are making green and sustainably made products their possum mission with eco-friendly dog toys and ethically made t-shirts and more for dogs and dog lovers. And we want to welcome with us today the founder of Chopper and Otis, their mom, Zhongshan Li. Welcome.
Hi.
It's so good to have you here, and I absolutely love your products, and they're so good for pets and pet parents. So can you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and what your inspiration was for founding Chopper and Otis?
Yeah. So I'm actually a software engineer. I have been working in the IT industry for like about 10 years. Last year in September, I decided to quit my full-time job and try to focus a little bit more on the other aspect of my life. Like, how can I do a little bit more for our environment? And then I look at my dogs. I absolutely adore them. So I just got my inspiration from them that I've been having this habit to Photoshop their photos and turn it into a t-shirt design and just print it out for myself for the longest time. But then I thought, maybe people would like them as well. I just want to spread the word out to the world.
Well, I think that you're doing it in a wonderful way because you got two great partners in your company. Can you tell us about Chopper and Otis? They're so cute. And I love, though, they're both adorable. I love Chopper's eyes.
Yeah. So they are both from the puppies since we got them. They're not a rescue. But Chopper is 5 years old. Otis is two. Since day one, Chopper has been having a lot of issues. He has anxieties. He's nervous about everything or anyone. There is not a known history of abuse or whatsoever that we know of. But he just presents that he has a lot of distress for people. But he's only excited about other dogs, but just not a fan of humans for some reason. And he also has allergies, seasonal allergies, staph infection. Over the years, we have worked a lot of ways to cope with his food sensitivity and everything. Started going through and eliminating a lot of possible causes, and I realized all the toys that they are playing that we are getting might not be good for them. So I want to find the ones that are actually better for them. And then I can feel safe that when they have it in their mouth all the time. So that's when I went out and did a lot of research. I found there are actually a lot of these local businesses. They are making great products. They are very durable, and they're made out of the recycled materials that are processed with non-toxic and safe for the dogs. For Chopper, he likes to suckle on the soft toys. He doesn't necessarily destroy them, but he treats them as his comfort. It's his comfort zone, like a pacifier for babies. We actually, when we take him out to a friend's house or relative's house, we know that he might get anxious, he might get nervous, then we would take a toy with us. When he showed a sign that his discomfort, we just hurry up, give him his toy, mm-hmm. and he would be fine. So, yeah, then when I started this business, I thought, well, I want to help these companies work with this local businesses to have another channel for them to broadcast their toys. I think, like, for all us, a small business, if we work together, then we can make a bit more difference instead of working individually, like I produce my own toy and big competition and all that. So, and found that everyone is really nice, and the toys that we have been, the feedback we have been getting from our customers are all positive. People love the toys. They feel a lot better when their dogs are playing with it, and dogs actually do love those toys.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I know that Chopper likes to use his toys as a pacifier. I have one that does the same thing. I mean, the toy comes mm-hmm. everywhere with her, and she sleeps on it. She has it in her mouth. Mm-hmm. It's wrapped mm-hmm. up in her. Now, can you tell us about some of your eco-friendly products? Because you do have the toys, and, you know, they're adorable, and you have quite a large selection mm-hmm. of things to pick from. Give a selection of your toys.
Yeah, Chopper's favorites are definitely the fuzzballs and the Durabrush monsters. They're soft and they are tough, so it's soft and chewy at the same time. Especially the fuzzball, while he carries everywhere. We have one that he has since back in March, and he doesn't necessarily. Sometimes, but not always, try to destroy it. Sometimes when he got one up, he would try, but they are double layer. They are strong. And then Otis loves those high roller balls. Mm-hmm. And actually, I got feedback from the pet parents. Those high rollers, it had a shape, the outside shape, like the tire, it had this grip. The dogs loved them because it's chewy. And then the pet parents love them because when they are playing fetch and the dog had it in their mouth with all the slobber all over around it, for pet parents, it's easier to pick up and throw versus the other balls, like it got slimy, it's difficult, it's sleepy, it's difficult to store them. So that's something interesting feedback that I got.
Does green and sustainably made products, how does it benefit our pets?
So they are good for the environment because they are made out of the recycled materials. So there's no waste, like the toys from Planet Dog, they were made out of the burned or defected toys. And the toys from Psycho Dogs, they were made out of the recycled bicycle tubes, which there are a lot of them. Fur Dogs, it was through the process that they have processed the materials to be non-toxic. So it's safer for them when they have it in their mouths, like all the time. For Chopper, that's an example when we used to get the plush toys just from regular pet store. And we got like kind of the cheap ones because we thought, oh, he's going to destroy it in like a few minutes or a maximum a day. So we don't want to spend so much money on it. He has it in his mouth all the time. His glands got swollen, and we don't know why. We can never be sure. And the vet doesn't know why. Vet just said it's a kind of allergy reaction.
Mm.
So then I thought, was that because of the toy he had in his mouth all the time? So after, since we started doing all this research, we found this Durapush false ball. It actually, his swollen went away. Just like that.
Now, you also have human, you have t-shirts, like these the cute t-shirts with little Bostons on them. Can you tell us about your t-shirts?
Yeah. So, t-shirts are actually where I originally started. I always did Photoshop with my dog's pictures, and one day I thought, oh, I'm going to put it on the t-shirt. I'm going to see how it works out. And then actually people loved it. I had it put out for myself, for my husband and family. They loved them. I want to make sure that this t-shirt, it's not just any other t-shirt. So for a dog lover, I don't know if you are the same, but I go out, I just found myself looking at dog t-shirts all the time, and I opened my closet. I have a bunch of t-shirts that was about dogs. So I thought, if dog parents, dog lovers are going to buy this t-shirt, why don't we just buy the ones that are good for the environment? And then, again, I did a lot of research. I found my supplier, Hey Now. They are fully Fair Trade USA certified. This means from the cotton in the farm to the process of processing the cotton, threading, and then in the factory, during the wash, color fast printing, all the steps are up to the ethical standard and made the minimum negative impact to the world that they are eco-friendly. Another thing about 100% organic cotton is that they are extremely soft. So they are much more soft than the regular cotton. And the produce on the organic cotton has a lot less impact than the regular synthetic cottons to the environment. And then we also contribute on each batch of our product made. We make contribution to the native energy for carbon offset. So this whole process to make sure the people that are making our t-shirts, they are paid fair and they are treated fair. While we are enjoying the t-shirts and we love those t-shirts that the people produce them, also enjoy their life.
The fact that this is 100% cotton, it's a beautiful product. The designs are gorgeous. And, you know, your toys are so, they're so safe for our pets. Can you just tell the listeners where they could go to learn a little bit more about you? To learn, of course, about those two adorable Boston's Chopper and Otis, and where to purchase Chopper and Otis products.
Yeah, so they can go to chopperandotis.com, where we list out all our products on there. We're actually currently running a Father's Day 10% off for all the dog-loving dads. And then we also have a Facebook page. It's called The American Gentlemen, which is the nickname for Boston Terriers. You can also go on the Facebook shop to find our products there and find our story and see our cute posts from the Chopper and Otis.
Well, I thank you very much. I thank you for being our guest today. I thank you for not only what you're doing for our pets, but also what you're doing for the environment as well. It's been a pleasure having you on, and I love your products, and I think that everyone else is going to love them too. I'm glad that you came on to talk about them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hope you enjoyed our show today. Before we leave, Miss Olive and the Doggy Divas would like to wish their daddy and all dads and foster dads a very happy Father's Day. We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our Doggy Divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and The Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.